Tom's Bathroom on Stray Living.
Welcome to the Charms Bathroom Showrooms. I'm joined by Rachel from Charms Bathrooms. Thank you very much for having me again.
Hello, Tom. Nice to see you back here.
It's always lovely to come here. I get very jealous when I come here and think my bathroom is totally inadequate compared to the luxury bathrooms you have here. There's lots of great technology coming into bathrooms at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, virtually everything has got a bit of extra technology. You can be linked to everybody all the time. That might be not what you want, but if you're that sort of person you want to be, you can have Bluetooths on your wash basin, you can have radios, TVs, in your bathroom, obviously fancy lighting and disco lighting if you're into that sort of thing, or definitely mood lighting, shall we say.
But obviously if you've got this kind of technology in your bathroom, you've got to take into account the safety, because it's a wet room, there's lots slippy room, it's
everybody
a dangerous room.
Everybody knows how dangerous water and electricity are together, so obviously you've got to have it installed correctly. And I can't emphasise it enough, there really is so much electrical stuff going into bathrooms now, even just underfloor heating, towel warmers, the lighting, the mirrors, the lit mirrors, some of the showers, the toilets that wash your bottom for you, etc. Loads of other specialist type equipment that you can have in, not just the connectivity things like TVs and Bluetooth, but those sort of things. And they must be installed by a competent installer. It's absolutely crucial with all the safety equipment and the circuit breakers put in place as needed.
And talking about bathroom safety, Rachel, I want to ask you about this, because my little boy is just turned 11 months this week. He is loving life. He's very excited. He's a little adventurer. But one of his favourite things to do involves the bathroom, funnily enough. That's why I'm asking you this. He likes to lift himself up to a standing position using the toilet seat, and then he will lean across from the toilet seat onto the edge of the bath and walk down the side of the bath.
Excellent.
Now, this is something you can take into consideration when designing your bathroom. I'm not just talking about babies. We're talking about all sorts of people who are using your bathroom, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the first thing you think about is he's got his hands all over the toilet seat.
Yes.
Go for the microban toilet seats. So they're a little bit more disinfected than... and the ones that are easy to remove and clean.
Yeah.
So there is obviously you've got a hygiene issue and cleanliness and cleaning issues, which comes into a lot of things. People often ask me, how do I keep my shower screens clean? And it is, it's just so avoiding the dirt traps. And a lot of the good ones will have mechanisms by which you can get in to clean things thoroughly to avoid dirt traps and obviously build up of bacteria. Toilets as well, making sure they're really glazed right through so that things clean more easily. People are using these nanotechnologies now which reduce the build-up of bacteria.
Help things move through quicker.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. You should see my arms waving around.
Rachel's trying very hard to find a way to say help things get through the toilet quicker.
And also things like the well, glazed toilets or the ones with the rimless toilets. Again, much easier to keep clean. So if our first thought is your small child all over your toilet. And the next thing is sharp corners slipping, slip hazards. Tiles can be very slippy when wet. They do, a lot of them have a slip rating, or you can find those out. We can get those back from the manufacturers if it's a big issue for you. But obviously you wouldn't go for a real shiny tile on the floor if slipping was a risk for you.
And it's not just children, of course. Older generations will be very worried about slipping too.
Yes, it can be. It can be. There are some really nice things like grab bars that don't look like grab bars around. So they can be sited in such a way so that you're not grabbing onto, like, your son maybe grabbing onto the toilet roll holder to pull himself up.
Thankfully he hasn't discovered that yet, but I fear it's only a matter of time. But you're right, obviously you don't want to be using a toilet roll holder to support weight, do you?
No, they're not designed for that, whereas the grab bars are. So, and likewise, looking at the shape of baths, if you're going to need to use two hands to get in, you don't want to be having to reach across a very wide stretch, a very wide bath. You have to be sensible on what width bath you choose, this sort of thing, and shape of bath, and shape of, and finish of the bath. So, because some of them can be really very slippy indeed.
You're probably listening to this and you're thinking, oh yeah, I should really think about the safety of my bathroom, but do you know what, I don't want to compromise. I'm proud of my house, of this, but you don't have to, do you?
It's common sense things, and you can certainly not compromise on style. You just have to allow for it, particularly, and looking at your needs. You've got a young family, so your bathroom will be used for lots of things, won't it? It'll be used for fun playtime.
Yeah.
And it'll be used for relaxing time. So things like lighting is really important in a bathroom. And the older you get, the more important it is. And obviously with a small child, it needs to be bright and that. But when you want dimmable lights, for example, so it can be multifunctional. So you don't lose out on having what you want in your bathroom. You have to perhaps compromise a little bit and allow for it.
And talking of lighting, there's things you can do with that. Obviously, you know, in terms of style with mood lighting, dimmable lighting could be a great way of achieving things. But equally, you know, if you... I'm thinking that there's two ways to this as well, for the older end and the younger end. If people are free of wanting to use the bathroom in the night and maybe forget where the light switch is or have difficulty reaching the light switch, perhaps, then there's automatic on the switches and things, aren't there?
Yes, passive infrared switches that come on when you walk in, or zone lighting, just low-level lighting on the floor where you can see where you're going. So it keeps it just safer, if that's a factor for you. It's being adaptable, and that's what we can do with our designers. We can sit down, go through it with you, adapt for your needs. So, you know, when you come to see us, try and come with an idea of what your family, because families span many generations.
And it's worth thinking about, isn't it? Because you might think, oh, I'm going to invest in this bathroom, we're going to have it for a few years now. But, you know, are you expecting to have more children in that time? Yeah. Are you expecting elderly relatives might want to move in with you? Are they going to come and visit you more often because you've got a young child? Yeah. So there's lots to take into account. And I guess that's one of the benefits of coming to talk to somebody like yourself, Rachel, where you've probably got a little bit more time than maybe some of these big chain stores we hear of.
Oh, yes, we actually make time for you, so that's fine. Yeah, definitely would. Some people would think, oh, I don't need to have a thermostatic shower. You might not now, but if you've got small children or an older person, it's massively safer with a thermostatic shower, that sort of thing. So.
What's the difference, just if anyone's never heard of a thermostatic shower before?
A thermostatic shower, it's got a thermostat on it, so you can't overheat it. So if somebody elsewhere in the house turns a tap on, it isn't going to go suddenly either cold or more to the point hot.
So that will upset the 8-year-olds in all of us who like to play that little trick on their parents, but that can't happen anymore. But safety-wise, much better.
Much better. And they've all got dials on the way. You can't take them beyond a certain temperature and things like that. So it's just safer.
If people are listening to this and they're thinking, do you know what, I think it's time for a change in my bathroom, or actually I've got a relative perhaps who I think maybe needs to make a change to their bathroom and needs some help, how can I get in contact with you, Rachel?
Find us on Beach Avenue Business Park, which is off Beach Avenue, which is behind the M&S food store on Leeds Road, or check out our website at www.charmsbathrooms.co.uk, and you can email us from there.
And you may have been able to hear a little bit in the background, there's a little bit of work going on in the showroom because you're having a bit of an update as well, so if I'm coming down to see what the finished article will look like.
Yes, I've got to clean it now.
Charms Bathrooms on Stray Living.